real today. Okay, we're on Siman Ayin Hey in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. We want to learn these halachas, which are a hashlama to our sunnah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tefach Magula Be'ishar, remember we saw this yesterday, B'mokim Shedarka Lechasoysoy, Afilu Hi Ishtoy, Osur Likreis Kriya Shema Kenegda. So, even if it is one's own wife, if there is a Tefach Magula, meaning an area of the guf which is normally covered now isn't, then one cannot say Kriya Shema. What about if it is somebody else's wife? So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch clearly indicates that there's no difference. He says, Afilu Ishto, even if it's his wife, meaning somebody else's wife would be exactly the same. The Chiddush is even his own wife. But yet the Ramah says that no. V'yesha Imrim, some say that dafke ishtay, avol be'isho acheres, if it is a different woman, afilu pochais mitefach, would be an erva. Remember we said yesterday, and we must remember this the whole time, wherever Rabbi say, we are dealing with two separate isurim, and we have to juggle them the whole time. One is a shayla of histaklus ba'aroyes, looking at a woman who is forbidden for you, an eshes ish, and that we said quite clearly in the Gemara, no dispute, that applies even less than a tefach. Remember the Gemara said, even etzba ketano. We're dealing with another issa, which has nothing to do with arayos, and that is the issa to say dvarim shebe kedusha, kriya shema, or other dvarim shebe kedusha, in the presence of tefach be'isha, even his own wife. Even his own wife, where obviously there's no issa of arayos, even when she's tahira, but the issue is saying Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in the presence of something which could in theory be provocative, even if it is his own wife, because that will bring about improper thoughts. Those are, when I say improper thoughts, again, let me correct myself. I don't mean improper thoughts because there's an issa. There's no issa to have these thoughts about one's own wife. It's just not appropriate at the time that one is saying Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. So these are the two separate Isurim, and really, essentially, they're unrelated. The Issa of Arayos is obviously to do with, as the name suggests, Gilui Arayos, to have thoughts about an Isha who is forbidden for you is bordering on Gilui Arayos. Dvarim Shebekedusha is nothing to do with Gilui Arayos. It's his own wife. Yet because she has a Tefach Magula, which is a provocative state for her to be in, that will bring about thoughts in your mind which are inappropriate at the time you are saying Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. But not because the thoughts themselves are essentially inappropriate. It's his own wife, he's perfectly permitted to think about these things, but not when he's saying Shema. So now the question becomes, what happens if you have a Tefach Be'isha or less than a Tefach Be'isha, and you want to say Kriya Shema in the presence, not of your own wife, of somebody else's wife? Will there be a shear of a tefach in that case as well? Or would we once again say no, because it's somebody else's wife, even less than a tefach? That is the discussion. So at least let's now begin once again the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, and as we do in these cases, we're not going to learn every single Mishnah Berurah, but we're going to try and home in at least on the most practical aspects. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "B'mokim shedarka." Why is it awesome? Pneishes er mevi la adam. This brings a person lidei hirhur to thoughts. Kesha mistakel boy when he looks at her, and therefore bichlal ervohi va'asa likrois oilahazke shum davar shabegedusha. It is asa either to recite Kriya Shema or to make mention of any davar shabegedusha. Keneged zeh kamoi neged ervoh mamish. Now, if I were you, I would underline the word kamoi, meaning it is not Erevo Mamish. It is Kamoi Erevo Mamish. What do we mean it's not Erevo Mamish? It's his own wife. And if it's his own wife, obviously, we're not dealing with Arayos, and neither are we dealing with the Erevo. Whenever we talk about the Erevo, we mean that particular part of her guf. Here, it could be her shoulder. Her shoulder is not an Erevo. But Tefach Be'isho Erevo, it is Kamoi Erevo. We treat it as if it is the Erevo. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, we saw this yesterday. Ulafima shebiarnu lekamon sivov, according to that which we explained in sivov, v'shem liachrein. The neged erva mamash, underline the word mamash. If it would be the real erva, not just the kamoi erva case that we are dealing with, if it would be a real erva, then the halacha is it's asa afilu ba'oitzem einov. Even if you actually shut his eyes, imagine somebody was sitting opposite an isha and the actual erva was exposed, it would be asa to say dvaram shebegedusha, even if you close your eyes. Even if you close your eyes. Why? Because it is not the looking which is the asa, it is in the presence of which. That's the issa. So it doesn't help if you close your eyes, you're still in the presence. Ad sheyachzir ponov, until you actually turn away. That's what you have to do. So now, one and one equals two. If we're told that tefach be'isha is kamoi erva, and if we're told that an erva mamish, it doesn't help to close one's eyes. So put those two pieces of information together. L'chayra, we reach the inescapable conclusion that so too, tefach be'isha, which is not erva mamish, but it's kamay erva, it should not help to close your eyes. That's what he says. In which case, hu hadin bezeh. So therefore, the same would apply over here as well. And as we mentioned yesterday, Meirai v'Raboisai, this is extremely negeh halacha l'maisa, and we can easily find ourselves in very, very awkward situations. You invite a family to your home, and the wife is inappropriately dressed. So we're not obviously talking about erev or mamish, we're talking about the tefach be'isha. She comes in short sleeves and all the way above the elbow up to the shoulders. Everybody would agree that that is a part of the guf that is normally and should be covered and now is not. How are you going to say Kiddush? So what are you going to say? Well, luckily I know Kiddush off by heart, so I'm going to very gently close my eyes and she won't notice. But the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't help. Just like erev or mamish, closing your eyes doesn't help, neither would this help. So what you have to do, it might be a little bit awkward, you're going to have to gently turn away such that you're actually not facing her. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there might be room for leniency. V'yesh matirin bozer, underline the word bozer. Some would permit, in this case, what does it mean, bozer? Nobody would permit it in the case of erev or mamish. But this is not erva mamish, this is kamoi erva. So in this particular case, some would say that it would be permissible as long as you close your eyes, as the Mishnah Berurah says in conclusion, im hu nizhar, if he is careful, milirois klal. So the Mishnah Berurah has brought two opinions. So what are you supposed to do? So Mishnah Berurah concludes, ubashe'i efsha be'inyan acher, if it is impossible, you have no other solution. Nira, it would appear to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, de yesh lismoich alzeh, you can rely on this opinion. So Rabbi Isai, this is halacha lemaisa. It's extremely, extremely important. You have somebody who's inappropriately dressed. By the way, this will also apply, and we'll see this, I don't know if we'll reach it today, with regard to the other halacha, which might be even more negea, Sa'ar be'isha erva. You might have a woman who etzem is covered up and she's sonua, but she doesn't cover her hair. How can you say Kiddush in her presence? So we'll have to see there. If we're going to compare Sa'ar be'isha erva to Tefach be'isha erva, then it turns out that essentially closing your eyes will not help. So you're going to have to turn away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it is impossible, what does that mean, it's impossible? Either physically impossible, the room just doesn't allow that, or it's going to be extremely embarrassing, whatever it may be, then one may rely on the lenient opinion. But the lenient opinion is what? To have your eyes closed. There is no opinion that allows you to be facing her with your eyes open and to say Kiddush. So one has to be aware of this, and as you can well imagine, those who deal, for example, with Kiruv have these types of shilas literally every day of their lives.
When we say close your eyes, that just means look down, look away. It just means not looking at it. right?
Yeah. You don't actually have to be with your eyes shut. So that might be a practical solution. If you find yourself, you can't help it, she's standing there right opposite you. So you can't turn away, it's too awkward. Now, I don't want to close my eyes, either that will be awkward as well, or I just don't know Kiddush off my heart. But if I'm very careful and I look down, eyes on the bencher, then it will be permissible.
But one needs to know these halachas is very, very, very important.
In regarding to turning away from her,
yeah.
Does that imply you cannot see her? You have to turn to the extent you can't see her, or are you just not facing her?
Yeah, not facing her would be enough. It doesn't mean that you have your back to her.
Okay.
One has to be aware. One has to be aware of these shaylos. Very, very, very important. Okay, let's keep going. Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton, Base. I'd like to make note, actually, some of these shaylos that you're asking, I'd like to double check. Oopsie. To be 100% sure. You know, just give me 2 seconds, I'm just going to get a piece of paper. These are very, very important shaylos. Right, so we're going to check out these halachas. Mishnah Brura, Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Katan Aleph, Seinach Vashaset Tchak. Right, let's continue. It says Mishnah Brura Sikotin Base, Lechasoisoi. We said that this refers to any area of the goof which is normally covered. It says the Mishnah Brura, Avol Poneho Viodeho, but her face and hands, Kefiha Minag, according to the custom, Shederech Liois Mgula Boisei Mokin, because the way that women dress is that they do keep their hands and face exposed, at least in our society, therefore this halacha would not apply. If you have a woman whose hands are uncovered or face is uncovered, obviously you are allowed to say Dvarim Shel Kedusha. V'chein, now this is a very sensitive halacha, V'chein b'parasois regel ad hashoik, so to the bottom of the feet until the thigh. What is the thigh? V'huad mokim shenikra kni. What's a kni? A knee. K-N-E-E. So the Mishnah Brura is telling you a chiddush. If I'm not mistaken, there are those who are chaylik. But the Mishnah Brura is telling you that if the woman has her legs uncovered until her knee, then that's okay. But mokoim, if this is the place, shedarkon leilech yochef. Yochef means barefoot. If it is the custom for women to walk around barefoot, which I think we can safely say is not the custom in our society, so if that would be the case, says the Mishnah Brura, if it would be, then muta likrois kenegdei. Why? Shekiven sherogil bohen, because they are normally accustomed to this, einoi bo lidei hirhur. Nobody's going to come to these types of provocative thoughts because it's perfectly normal. However, ubamokoim shedarkon lechasois. But if we're talking about a place where society, where it is the derech, for her to have her legs covered from the knee downwards, so then you cannot say that this is a normal open area, in which case, shiuron tefach. So then you go back to normal rules, then the bottom of the leg is exactly the same as the shoulder. And therefore, it's a tefach. K'moi shar guf ha'isha. Avol zroiseho v'shoiko. But if it's her arms, meaning above her elbow, v'shoiko, meaning and her upper leg from the knee upwards, afilu regilin leilech megula. Even if you live in a very promiscuous society, very liberal, and they do walk around like that, kederech haprutzois, they walk around the princess, it would be osa. In other words, you cannot take this argument to the end and say, oh, well, I live in, I don't know where, and in an area where they're not makbid on sneers klal or klal, and everybody walks around in miniskirts. Therefore, maybe that has a halacha of a mokoy mugula. Chas v'sholom, says the Mishnah Berurah. The only discussion is hands, face, and below the knee. But above the knee, above the elbow, whether it is or isn't the minhag, it's definitely osa, and therefore, in those areas, the shir would be a tefach. Which, by the way, means, again, very important halacha. Because the shir is a tefach, so that means, at least for the moment, we'll see with regard to the Ramah, that if, for example, she's wearing a dress, which might not be that sonua because it has holes in it, has a certain slit, but at the end of the day, there is no tefach which is misgale, so it would be muta. It's only tefach be'isho erbo. According to the Ramah, that would not be the case because the Ramah says that with regard to other women besides for his wife, then even less than a tefach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, very important halacha, ishtoi, we said this halacha applies even in the presence of one's own wife, v'lochein tzorich lizoher. Therefore, a person has to be careful. What happens if she is nursing her young child? And that part of the guf obviously is going to be exposed. Again, a woman might be doing exactly what she has to do, but if nobody else is around, it's only her husband. But at the end of the day, you have a chelik of the guf, a tefach be'isho, even his own wife, which is mugula, one cannot say dvarim shel kedusha. So if she's nursing them, that's not the time to say kiddush or divrei Torah.
Rob, the guest that you have at your table, whose hair is covered, whose arms are covered, whose neck is covered, yet she has a short skirt. You can't see it. She's on the other side of the table and you can't see it. She's still in front of you.
L'chayra, that would be okay according to all opinions, because not only according to the opinion that says, remember we saw two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Aleph. One opinion is that closing your eyes does help, and one opinion is that closing your eyes does not help. So obviously, according to the opinion that closing your eyes helps, then obviously this would help because you can't see it. But I'm going to suggest, again, Blined, I'll check it up, that even if you go with the opinion that closing your eyes doesn't help and you've got to be facing away, that's only because otherwise you are actually facing the legs. Here you're not, they're covered up by the table. L'chayra, but it's a good shayla. But I'll double check, I'm not 100% convinced about that. But thanks for the shayla, let me just write it down. Okay, right.
Rabbi, just a quick question. On these, in these cases where we're being somech, that it's okay, like, are these scenarios where it's all b'di'evid that we're being somech, or should we say, okay, we're not going to have these guests because they have a daughter who is, you know, excellent, dressed like that?
Excellent question. The Mishnah Berurah says, e'efshe b'inyan acher. When it's e'efshe b'inyan acher. So certainly he's talking about when you are already in the situation. they've turned up surprisingly dressed in an inappropriate manner. So now you have a question. L'chatchila, should we invite them? These are very, very delicate questions, right? You might have an opportunity, and every question needs to be judged on its own merit. You might have a particular connection with a family that you're being makarev. As I mentioned, those who deal with kiruv rechayikim have these questions every day of the year. And it might well be, and again, it needs somebody with more experience than me to be able to judge, it might well be that the psak would be, listen, you're going to be makar of them, you're going to save them for generations. So then that is called efshe b'inyan acher. What am I going to do? Not going to invite them, so they'll be machal Shabbos this Shabbos. Now, if we would be talking about something which is osa, then that's not my achrayah, it's the fact that they're going to be machal Shabbos. It's a great tragedy, but I can't be over an issa. Right, I just had a story last week. Somebody wanted to invite a guest, and this guest says, I'm very happy to come to you, but I'm driving back after Friday night to Tel Aviv. So obviously there's no heter for that. I can't be licensed in driving to Tel Aviv. So what are you going to say? Yeah, but if I don't invite him, he's not going to have a Friday night suit. There's going to be a Chalosh. Finish. I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's policeman. I can't be party to an Aveira. But over here, where there is a lenient opinion, so I'm not being over someone which is a badai is, and Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to rely on it when it's impossible. So then we need to judge each situation on its merit, and it may well be, in the view of the Rav who's paskening the Shaila, that this might be considered a situation in which you should rely on the lenient opinion. But I would, however, say, having said all of that, and again, every situation needs to be judged on its merit. Again, I don't have enough experience to say this with full confidence, but I would imagine that does not apply to inviting your next door neighbor for social reasons, or your daughter's friend who's unfortunately gone off the derech. Again, unless you've got view to be makarev, etc., just for social reasons, so don't invite them. Why do you have to rely on a bedieved opinion because your daughter wants her friend over, because you like to invite the neighbors over? Yeah, as you say, no, we're trying to makarev them and mechazik them, and they're on the upward direction. Then again, every situation needs to be judged on its merit. One has to be very, very careful in both directions, for your own ruchnius and for their ruchnius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nidalet. Another very, very important halacha. Every Mishnah Berurah over here is mamish critical. Osur likres, you've gotten dalit. So you're in the presence of the erva, tefach be'isha, and the halacha is you're not allowed to say kiddush, you're not allowed to say kriya shema or dvarim shebekedusha. The big question becomes, and what happens if you did? You didn't. I didn't realize, I didn't know the halacha. I wasn't thinking, and I got, you know, a guest at the table who's not dressed appropriately. I just said kiddush. Do I have to say kiddush again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am the Prima Godim, Shehevi Deyois. The Prima Godim brings opinions, Le'inyan Di'eved, with regard to B'di'eved, Im Tzorich Lachzer V'likris. Do you have to go back and repeat Kriya Shema? K'moy Le'inyan Erva underline Gemura. What does Erva Gemura mean? An absolute Erva. Remember, we're always talking about the Kamoi Erva case. This is not a real Erva. A shoulder of an Isha is not a real Erva, but it has the din of an Erva. A real Erva, if somebody would say Kriya Shema, can they get a real Erva? They've got to repeat Kriya Shema. So what about in this case? Again, this is always the Shaila. How far do we take the comparison, the Kamoi Erva, to the Erva Mamish? So the Prima Godin brings opinions, where they'd have to repeat again. Ubederech Achayim Mashma. The afilu b'di'ebet tzorech lachzer v'likreis. This is extremely serious. The Derech HaChaim seems to be of the opinion that yes, you'd have to repeat Kriya Shema again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to make the following compromise. Umikol mokim, nonetheless, nireh li, the kashaloi nischaven lehistakel. If I didn't have devious intentions, I didn't have intention to stare, to look at her, then ein lahachmir b'di'eved. You do not need to be machmir b'di'eved lachzer v'likreis af b'isho acheres. Af b'isho acheres. So the Mishnah Berurah has quite clearly told us, and this is la halacha lemaisa, therefore, that if we are not mechaven lehistaka, then let's hope that obviously will be the case that we might, that we are dealing with. Worst comes to worst, the mistake was made, but obviously we're not dealing with somebody who's a Rasha. He had kavona lehistakel, so the Mishnah Berurah quite clearly says you do not need to repeat. Okay, now we move on to the Ramah. Remember the Ramah said that this is all with regard to his own wife. And what about somebody else's wife or a different Isha? So the Ramah brought the opinion that says that maybe Tefach is no longer the Shir. Just like with regard to looking at them for the purpose of deriving pleasure. Istakros Barayis, that the Gemara clearly told us that even Etzpo Ketanon, maybe the same is with regard to saying Dvarim Shebekedusha in another woman's presence. Maybe there also, there is no Shir of a Tefach. Says the Ram Mishnah Brura in Sukkot Nehei Avol. When it comes to another woman, Ein benishmas odom shekosav delukule alma, everybody would agree that loy havaze elomid rabbonon umahani beze atzimas einayim. Closing your eyes would help if it's less than a tefach. So that which we brought to discussion before, whether closing eyes would help, that's only if there is a tefach, because that may well be a deraisa. Sar tefach ve'isha erva. But on this particular chumrah, where it's less than a tefach, then it's only a derabbanan, and closing your eyes would definitely help. So again, back to our Friday night scenario. You've invited a family, the wife has come inappropriately dressed. So if her sleeves, for example, they pretty much go up to the elbow, but not quite. So we're not dealing with a tefach that's exposed. If chas v'shalom she comes with sleeves that are basically sleeveless all the way up to the shoulders, so the whole upper arm is exposed, well, then obviously there is a tefach. But if the sleeves pretty much go to the elbow, but maybe, as we call it, just grazing the elbow, so even if it's slightly above, which it should not be, but it won't be a tefach, so closing your eyes would definitely help. Be'isha acheres, what does that mean, another woman? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very, very important. Bein panuya, bein isha, bein eishas ish. Whether she's married, panuya means single, or she's eishas ish, it makes no difference. So if you have your teenage daughter's 16-year-old friend come by you for Friday night, it's true, she's not an eishas ish, but all of these halachas will apply. By the way, and this is more than just by the way, the Mishnah Berurah will make mention of it later on, you have to know, unlike in the time of Chazal HaKadoshim, every girl nowadays from the age 11 and upwards is automatically assumed to be Tmeo Nido. Why do I say unlike in the time of Chazal? Because in the times of Chazal, even unmarried girls would tovel in the mikveh once a month. Nowadays, they don't do that, and they don't tovel until they get married. And therefore, the automatic assumption is that every girl above the age of 11, definitely over 12, is considered to be Tmeo Nido, which means that even though she's single, she is absolutely considered an Erva. And one needs to know this. People do not know this halacha. If you have a 16-year-old girl who's doing chesed in your home, she's doing some cleaning, and your wife pops out, and you are left at home, just you and this 16-year-old girl, every second that you are there, you are being over an Issa Do'iraisa of Yichud. Ah, Yichud only applies to an Erva, she is an Erva. One needs to know some opinions, we don't paskin like this, but just to bring out how serious this is, some opinions hold that Yichud with an Erva is Yehoreig Va'al Yavar, it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's like Gilui Aroyes Mamish, that one is Mechuyev to die rather than being over the Issa. It's that serious. We happen not to paskin like that, but the fact there is an opinion like that should clearly demonstrate how serious this halacha is. One has to be very, 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 very careful. Any girl over the age of 11 or 12 is automatically considered to be a Nidah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Zayin, we said that with another woman, even if it is pochis mitefach, then it is considered an ervo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'im ha-shoik mugula. If the shoik, the thigh, is mugula, yesh aimrim da'afilu be'ishtoi, even his own wife, u'pochis mitefach, osalikrois negdo, meaning above the knee. If the wife's leg, the upper part of the leg, is nisgala, some say that even with the wife, normally the shear is a tefach, but here it's not. Shehu mokoin hirhur yoisa. This is a place which is, can be provocative, can bring about thoughts, even more than yoisa me shar evorim. More than other places. The kol zeh loy airi elo li'inyan issa kriya shema. That's all with regard to kriya shema. The ha issa hu laharba poiskim. According to many poiskim, the issa is likros neged amagula afilu beloy mechaven leistakuli. Even if you have no kavona to have pleasure, but the very fact that the eva or the part of the guf is nizgale is an issa. Aval li'inyan. Issa histaklus my rabbi. Here the Mishnah Berurah is clearly pointing out what we mentioned before, that everything we're dealing about over here is not talking about a Russia. We're not talking about somebody who is staring in order to derive benefit. He just wants to say Kriya Shema. But if you really are looking in order to have benefit, then afilu ba'etzba ketano, even the smallest finger, kiven shem istakel bo lehonais, because he is looking at her with view to get pleasure, over bela, that is an isidai raisa de loisasuru achare labavchem. And if that's not scary enough, here comes an even scarier line. Va'omru, and the Gemara says, sha'afilu yeish beyodai.
Your volume has dropped.
Can you hear me now?
Well, you're still, your volume is reduced.
Better now?
No. I can hear you, but your volume is reduced.
Okay, one second.
Does anybody else have this problem?
Yes. Yeah, but I can just about hear.
Okay, yeah, it's not me then. Okay.
No, it's reduced, but we can hear you.
Any better now?
No. I can hear you, but your volume was reduced. It's hard to hear. I can hear you, but it's hard to hear.
Okay, strange. I don't know why this is the case. All right, we're anyway finishing up, so let's just finish off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll try and shout a bit louder. Sha'afilu yeish b'yodai. Nachum, could you hear? Yeah, the over 90s and Mishkafim are okay. Sha'afilu yesh b'yodo, even if you have in your hand Torah u'maisim tovim, even if a person is learning Torah, he has good deeds, but if it's back, great. Then what happens? Lo yinoke midino shel gehenem. He will not be cleansed of gehenem. He might be a big Talmud Chacham. He might have great maisim tovim in his hands. But if Chas v'Shalom he is stumbling in this area, he'll have to have retribution in Gehenna. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important halacha, we're running out of time. Ura'iya ba'alma. If it is merely seeing, not looking, lefi tumoy, innocently beloy nana, shari, it will be permitted imloy mitzad hamusa. Besides, for the Musa aspect, there are many Rabbonim, for example, who when giving shir to a woman, they will not look, they will close their eyes, or meeting women. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is mitzad ha-Musa, because they're not looking to have benefit, they're just talking to. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. These halachas are absolutely critical. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll continue. I would advise, Kedai to go through the Mishnah Berurah. See if Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Okay, in the meantime, I wish you all well.